Vice President. My delegation extends a warm welcome to the esteemed delegation of the Commonwealth of Dominica and expresses appreciation for the presentation of its national report. We acknowledge the significant progress made since the last review in advancing human rights through legislative reforms and initiatives that provide increased protection for vulnerable sectors, including women, children, persons with disabilities, and indigenous peoples. We also commend Dominica for adopting the National Resilience Development Strategy 2030, which recognizes the specific needs and challenges faced by vulnerable and marginalized groups in the context of climate change. In the spirit of constructive dialogue, we offer the following recommendations. One, further deepen engagement with international human rights bodies and mechanisms, including by fulfilling reporting obligations to treaty bodies. Two, enhance the administration of juvenile justice by, inter alia, considering alternatives to custodial sentences for children and youth in conflict with the law to facilitate their early rehabilitation and reintegration into society. And three, further strengthen mechanisms for combating gender-based violence, including domestic violence, by instituting effective legal and psychosocial support services to survivors. Lastly, the Philippines wishes Dominica a successful review. I thank you.
I thank the Philippines.